The Cubs going for their fourth straight win, taking on the Reds. John Lackey on the hill for Chicago. We pick things up in the fifth inning. The Reds in front 3-2. Jason Hayward at the plate with the bases loaded, facing Michael Lorenzen.
Here's the pitch. Line drive left field. That's a base hit. Rizzo will score. Hat being waved around. Here comes a throw from Duvall, and they've got him at the plate. How about assist number 12 for Adam Duvall? Third base coach of the Cubs, Gary Jones, sent Ian Happ. He had no chance as Duvall charged that ball and left to a perfect one-hopper to Barnhart at the plate, and they nail Happ easily at home. Lackey to the plate. Suarez swings. It's a high fly ball. That is gone. That's a home run, and the Reds have regained the lead. High, majestic, and deep to left for Suarez, number 22. The Reds on a three-run lead again at 6-3 as Suarez goes deep.
And here's the 3-2. Jam shot right side into right field. Rizzo scores. Here comes Avila. He scores. We're tied. Peralta turns it loose. Line drive right center field. Hamilton on his horse. He's not going to get it. That'll one hop the wall. One run home. Here comes Baez all the way from first. And this has turned into a four-run seventh inning for the Cubs. They lead 8-6.
Now the Cubs have them loaded with nobody out. First pitch swinging, Ian Happ. Base hit into right field. One run will score. Touching the plate is Schwarber. It's now 9-6 Chicago.
The Cubs win their fourth in a row, taking it 13-9. Jason Hayward, three hits and two RBIs. Chris Bryant left the game in the ninth inning after being hit by a pitch. Anthony Rizzo became the first major league left-hander to play third base since Mario Valdez of the White Sox in 1997. Homer Bailey had to leave the game after three innings as a precaution because he felt irritation in the back of his pitching shoulder. The Reds, the first team with three different pitchers to record a hit in the same game since 2002. The Reds come up short against the Cubs. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
Some irritation behind his right shoulder. I think his right shoulder blade somewhere. Took him out really for precautionary reasons. It was debatable if he could go back out, but certainly we realize he shouldn't go back out, especially the road he's traveled to this point. Ask him to push through something when we knew something was going on. So we think right now it just might be a little irritation. Not nearly ready to sign off that he would miss a start or go on the DL. This is going to be a day-to-day thing. May know more tomorrow or the following day, but right now there's no intention of putting him on the DL. Well, what he wanted to do was he wanted to throw some warm-up pitches, and he slipped on a pitch, and he can't just ask for time and then ask the umpire to throw a couple of warm-ups. So the trainer had to go out, Steve and Mac, myself, and he wanted to throw some warm-up pitches just to verify that everything was okay. And he felt that it was, and he continued to pitch, but by the time the inning was over, he just, I think collectively the feeling was that he should call it a night and make sure he's not hurt more seriously.
Homer Bailey had to leave the game after three innings as a precaution after he felt irritation in the back of his pitching shoulder. He talked to the media after the game.
And my footing kind of gave way on the mound there, and then, kind of felt a little tweak, if you will, and once they called out, the biggest thing I wanted to do was just make sure, hey, let me throw a few pitches without a hitter in there, because a little unsure. Threw a few pitches and it felt fine. Finished up the inning, just being precautious, I guess.
The series against the Cubs continues on Wednesday. Asher Wojciechowski on the hill.